You know, I had a, I don't know, it wasn't exactly a crisis of faith thing, but it was intellectual and with an endpoint to it that, you know, essentially says the body knows. Back in 1980, someone had said specifically, a discussion after a class I was taking, said, yeah, well, religious experience, you know, it's all this chemicals and neurons firing and all of this. And so you could actually deconstruct it. So you may feel something powerful, but it doesn't really mean anything because it's all just chemical kind of thing.
Right.
And I followed that back to, and so that would mean that actually nothing means anything.
Right.
There is no meaning. And yet I know that things matter. I know I love my wife. I know that mystery is important, etc. And so I know that. So I mean that my original premise that it doesn't mean anything, it's just chemical, physical phenomenon, that contradicts that. And so I you said it much better musically than I just said with my ramblings.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, so a friend of mine who's a religion professor at Earlham College named Michael Burkle, when I was there, I never actually had any classes with him, but I had a lot of conversations with him. And I remember once he said something like, I don't have any problem worshiping a God who can be studied and understood neurologically, for example. You know, the fact that you can examine and you can try to understand things, you know, doesn't make it any less miraculous, really, I think. I mean, your experiences are bound up in all of creation. And just like you said, if this particular experience doesn't matter, you're exactly right. You can go back the whole chain and you can conclude that nothing matters. Or you can do exactly the opposite. You can start at the very beginning and say, well, this definitely matters and there's something to this. And you can work your way forward to that experience that you're having and you can say that, yes, this does matter. Absolutely.
I get this sense, Micah, that you have some deep thoughts and feelings that you're looking at with your music. Do you also just do some feel-good music? I mean, music just to, hey, let's party.
Sure. I mean, I try to explore in a lot of different directions. I'm not particularly good when it comes to writing lyrics. I'm not particularly good at just writing sort of the stream of consciousness kind of, well, this sounds good, but I'm not sure if it really means anything. And I think that there's a lot of that, and I really like a lot of that music. I mean, many, many of the artists that I listen to, you pick out these individual lines and it's like, wow, this is a really great turn of phrase, or this is a wonderful piece of poetry. And then you try to examine intellectually the whole song and it's like, well, I don't actually know what you're saying here. And that's okay, but I've never been good at that. I'm always coming at things from like, well, this is the idea that I want to explore and I'm going to work it out by writing through it. So yeah, most of my songs are or start with ideas, but I do just like to play too. You know, I play when I'm not singing, when I'm just playing, for example, the accordion at the farmer's market or the flea market. I'm not trying to make any deep philosophical points. Well, I mean, we could chase that down its hole and say that, you know, all of experiences can be made into deep philosophical points, but I'm trying to, you know, have a good time and let other people have a good time. And maybe if they're having a good enough time, they'll throw a buck in my case. But yeah, music is one of the most incredible aspects of our human existence in that there are so many different facets to it. And music can be the accompaniment or the catalyst to really profound religious experiences like we've been talking about. And it can also just be a lot of fun and it can make us feel great. It can also make us feel miserable. I mean, you know, watch a movie and take out the score and suddenly the movie gets often a lot less interesting when you don't have the musical cues in there. So yeah, I like that was a long answer to the question, but yeah, I like to have a good time too. Just like everybody else.